another Purple Project podcast coming at you right now. PBBD edition. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project podcast. All things Kansas State sports coming at you on the end of the weekend, folks. Here in July, folks. Now I forgot what date it was. Oh my goodness. Yes, coming into the end of the weekend. It is July 16th, 2023. In prime time, of course, here on this edition. This pod will come out more likely tomorrow. This is going off the beaten path of football. A lot to discuss from media days coming up this week. And of course, you're going to have a special episode from one of my races over the weekend as well. That's coming up this week as well. That's probably going to be the same episode. Chris Kleiman will be on that episode as well. Not the coach himself, but not in person. But just taking a look back at media days, K-State was busy this week with that. But we're going to take a detour from football to track and field, where this young lady continues to shine from post-K-State. I'm talking about Janae Kasanovid getting it done once again. She qualified for the World Championships in women's hammer throw. Kasanovid, a 2018 K-State grad, three-time All-American, competed at the USA Track and Field Outdoor Championships back July 9th, when she claimed a bronze. That was last summer there. And then next up, she will, I'm wrong on that. That was last week. And now she did get the bronze in that. And yeah, so speaking of track and field outdoor world championship, yeah, that went down last week for the last 2 weeks in Eugene. Now she will go to Budapest next month. That's August 19th to the 27th there. Kasanovid captured the bronze medal last year. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, last year. Said it right here. Yeah, so last year, they captured bronze at the World Championships. Then, two other Wildcats, Emma Robbins and 2021 alum, K-State alum, Ashley Petir, also saw action in the U.S. Championships. Robbins finished 10th in a women's hammer throw with a throw of 223. Petir also placed 10th in the discus with a toss of 176.04 there as well. The Central American Caribbean Games took place early this month, where three current cats competed for their home countries. That included Kyle Gale, who's usually on the 4x4 for Barbados. Talented Shaisha Ray, who competed for the Cayman Islands. And sophomore Marcus Gelpie, represented Puerto Rico. Gale, speaking of 4x4, was the first leg of the 4x4, where his team finished second with a 3.02. They are fourth fastest by country this year. That is behind Italy, Trinidad, and Tobago. And yeah, why not? Who guessed it? Of course, Kenya. Ray ran in the women's 400-meter dash in the semifinals, put down a 55.6, finishing sixth in her heat. Meanwhile, Gelpie in the men's high jump, clearing a height of 6 feet, 9.9 inches there. And that was inside the top 10, top 8. Be exact in 8th spot there. Kyle Alcine, 2022 K-State alum from last year, finished ahead of him in that same event. 7th place there with a jump of 6.11 there as well. And he competed for the Bahamas there as well. TJ Shankar, right? The two-time outdoor world champion, competed in two decathlons in the span of a month. You got to go back to this past Thursday. He finished third in the Asian Athletic Championships in Bangkok, Thailand, with 7,527 points. He previously competed in the Interstate Seniors Nationals in Odisha, India, all the way back on June 16th and the 17th. And he won that pretty much almost similar, but more points, 7,576 there as well. And of course, you're right, Beginskate competed for Lithuania in the European Athletic Team Championships in Korzo, Poland. Okay. back last month as well. That was back on June 19th through the 24th. She threw the shot put at 48-07.25. That was good for fifth out of 16 contestants there in second in the division there. And incoming freshman Tavon Underwood won the boys 400-meter dash, putting down a 45-8 at the New Balance Nationals back on June 17th at Franklin Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, there as well. So a lot of things going on right now with current men's and women's track and field and past alums. So that's a team by itself right there, how stacked that track and field program has been for the last several years. I know they're coming off of a year where they're a little young, but they've been always been good for the last several years there. But I'm have no doubt with this youth movement coming through the K-State men's women's track and field side, and seeing three individuals in the field events qualify for the NCAA championships this past spring. Emma Robbins being one of those. Kay McCall the other, and we just talked about your right big escape as well. Three of them. So it'd be interesting to see what happens next year. A lot of these young cats are going to be turning a year older. You're going to have that experience, and we'll see if K-State as a team can improve a little bit better. But individually, there's no question. And there's a lot of individual talent, of course, but when you put it together, sometimes it takes a little bit. But hey, it's all right there. So congratulations there to all who has done work for the last, 2 months now, it seems like, since summer began as well. So we are quickly approaching August here in Manhattan, Kansas, and quickly approaching on football season. When you know Big 12 Media Days wrapped up or arrived, you know football is getting much closer. I'm going to have so much more to discuss. Me and Alex will be back. Don't worry, folks. We're going to be getting back to our normal scheduled programming this week with the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. You're probably going to get two more because I got the recap coming up from the Sunglasses 5K. And I will talk about Chris Kleiman on that same episode unless something pops up between now and when I record that podcast there. So if you have not checked out episode 166 or 165 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition, you're truly and Alex Aiden. Now you might want to get on that, do some catching up right now. And as of yesterday, we might get that anticipated special guest rescheduled. I'm hoping to hear something back here. Hopefully tomorrow. So who knows? This could be another big week for the podcast. So make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and a few more other podcasting platforms out there. If it's your first time listening, thank you so much for taking the time out today, whenever you listen to this, to listen, and then make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan or friend about this podcast, folks. But that's going to wrap it up on this special long edition of Track and Field here at K-State and the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next episode.